Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, hi, it's Monday. Oh, hello. How's everyone doing? Is everyone lovely?
Hi,
rested
Monday
after their weekend?
What are you doing? Tell us everything. You go out and party on a Sunday night?
I did.
You rock
you know
show.
And, oh, my God. In bed by 7.
You were?
Yes.
Okay. Did you actually sleep, though?
You know, it's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Got some sleep, but not the kind of sleep I get on a Tuesday.
Right.
Weirdly, Monday's not a great night either. It's almost like I'm so upset by the weekend, but by Tuesday is when I start like getting in the swing of things.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I'm hyper familiar.
Yeah, the sleep thing.
Yeah.
So what about the gig?
All our friends are bored by it. So the gig was great. I played last night at the Sweetwater. Just 3 songs at the beginning. Ron from Brickhead / Adia was there.
Oh.
Which was fun. I didn't get to really... And Kieran showed up, our big boss here. I had told her very briefly on Friday. I'm like, oh yeah, we're doing a little thing on Sweetwater. She's like, oh my God, I live for live music. I'm like, well, I'll see you at the show. And sure enough, there she was.
Does she live in Marin?
She does. She lives kind of close to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Crossing town?
Yeah. No, she just, it was easy.
Okay.
Very easy for
her.
Still
effort.
A lot of people put some effort in there as I was sneaking out immediately following the gig. I saw a couple from that we've seen them at various things, and they drove all the way down from Santa Rosa. And so they were heading back up, and a lot of just very nice, enthusiastic people. It was wonderful.
Rad.
I'm such a baby, though. Like, I just get there. We start at, like, 6:05. We're done by about 6:20. I'm walking out the front from the back at about 6:30. Home at 6:35. In bed by 7. Woo!
What songs did you do?
We opened with The Romantics, What I Like About You. Because that's a good, you know, gets the card going. And me and John do all the backgrounds. Ah, but I like. And so Pat sings that one.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. And then we did.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, yeah. So Pat rocks that one out. What I Like About You. And then we did this song. It's, you know, weirdly, it's a deep cut from a Cheap Trick record. It was from their Dream. It's the second song on the Dream Police record. But, like, no one knows it.
Like,
yeah, exactly. It's called The Way of the World.
The Way of the World.
It's funny because I've had that record. Like, I've listened to that record a bunch of times. And then I guess, you know, 40 years went by. And then a couple months ago, Josh Z, whose show we were a part of, he's like, I love this song. I want to do this song. And I'm like, I've never heard this song before. Even though, obviously, I must have at some point. So it's called The Way of the World, and it's actually turns out to be a really fun song to do. Lots of great background vocals and stuff. And then we did Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. But we kind of like rocked it out. It was really fun. So just those 3. It was excellent. Excellent time. Just fun. Wakes you up. Heart's pounding. And then I'm like, you know, there I am in bed at 7 o'clock going, all right, calm down. Everything's fine. Just don't worry about it.
Everything's fine.
You made it through. You did it. It's over. Oh, the days of just hanging out at your house, having drinks, nobody recording anything. Fantastic. But Kieran, thank you for the photos you sent me this morning. I didn't even know Kieran was at the show. And then today
You didn't?
No, I didn't talk to anybody. I went on stage and then I bolted. I'm like, I got a show to do this morning. So I took off. And then she had texted me. So at 3 o'clock this morning, I saw she had all these pictures. I'm like, oh my God, can't believe she actually came. Anyway, it was super fun.
Good.
It just feels good. It's like awesome singing and it's just like really, really fun. They're so easy and such talented people. Keyboard player Jordan he's like in every band. I feel like there's this group of musicians that I'll sit in on everybody else's bands. Like I've never played with them on stage or anything, but I've been at house parties that he's played at. He always wears this top hat. People maybe are going, oh yeah, the top hat keyboard guy. And he's just kind of like kooky and crazy, like this weird steampunky kind of guy.
He wears a top hat.
Because he's a very regular looking guy. Like you'd never pick out. So I guess that's his thing, right? He always wears this top hat. So
I think it's Lash's thing, but okay.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the hair in front of his face.
All right.
It's just such a funny thing. So anyway, I've seen him a million times and like we had so much fun. I had more fun backstage than I did on stage. Because we were just all like singing songs in the green room and there's all these different people because there's a million guests on this show.
Do you have a writer? Do you have certain things you have to have in the green room before you perform?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No. And luckily they don't ask for one because I'm sure that, so Mike Borden from Faith No More is our drummer. And I'm sure he would have a writer if there's anybody who's going to have
a writer.
I'm
sure he would.
Yeah. His intro was the longest too. I mean, he's the guy. Yeah. So Josh just quickly goes around and says who's on stage and then, you know, oh, this guy from Faith No More and Ozzy and Sabbath and blah, 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 goes through the whole thing. And Mike's
he'll
just
be
like,
at the big show on July 5th?
Yeah, the final Ozzy show. I think he's only doing a few songs. Like there's so many people who are a part of that, but they're going to go to England and spend a bunch of time.
As I've read about that, there's someone putting that together and calling all these bands and saying, it's Ozzy, it's Sabbath, we want you to play.
Right.
And it's a who's who of his, you know, still in rock music today.
Right.
Like.
And it's a big tribute show to him too. And they are saying that Ozzy he can't get around anymore.
No, he's a mess.
He may be sitting.
As he should be, the way he's treated himself these years.
It's true. You reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he is like late 70s and he is still alive.
I mean, that's right. All we can really say.
That's it.
At this point.
You know, I'm sure that he can pay to have his feet rubbed anytime he wants to. You know, he made it. He made it big.
Mm-hmm.
We all saw the house on the Osbournes, which was one of those very first, like, really let you into somebody's life reality shows. And of course, We've all seen the Kardashians and all this sort of stage stuff. And you know they had to kind of come up with situations. But then he was Ozzy the whole time. Like, just watching him fumble around in the kitchen trying to figure out how to take out the trash was one of the best episodes. And then he's trying to work out. You remember when they were trying to make it so that you had one remote for all your TVs? Like, you could program your remote in. And I think it was called, like, a Harmony or something. And it becomes this like motherboard thing that you're holding. It's like a game controller kind of thing. And he just start, you know, yelling for Jack and Sharon. Sharon, how are you going to turn on the TV? I just want to watch my show.
Well, your point, I don't know what
I've never have a point.
Your point is, but your point that he could barely manage himself 30 years ago. Mm. And so with continued, I think he's been in and out of drugs and alcohol, but he crashed a motorcycle or an ATV or something. And
yep. And he's got Parkinson's.
He's had some
too,
falls so, that yeah. weren't good. So he's
recent stuff.
And
yeah.
And look, I think I'm a big fan. So I hope it goes okay at the thing, but I think that I was reading an article with a guitar player from Sabbath and he said, we don't know if Ozzy can even do this.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's an insider who has questions. So, yes.
About a show that whose tickets are on sale.
It's less than a month away.
Right. I wonder if, because there are probably, I don't think he's doing that many songs. I think it is a big tribute show. And so is he doing, that's confirmed,
I heard
the three songs?
That's what I heard.
I don't know if those are the ones that Mike is playing on, but I'm sure that there will be plenty of people who could step in for him if he needs someone to come in and pinch hit for him.
He's not faking it, that's for sure.
No, definitely not. I'm the Prince of Darkness.
He's got real health issues. So anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds like
a bubble machine.
Really yes, fun
was,
for you. Good.
It was really fun.
Good.
It was great.
That's great.
Yeah. It does. It's, you know, as fun as it is, it's like anything that you have later in the day kind of it hangs over your head. So yesterday I'm like trying to back time everything because we did a run through at the house and then we had to pack up equipment and then there's the whole thing. Everybody's over there and it was fun.
You got no roadies, huh?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. I have my own roadie.
No.
Here's the things I need. And then I like to have the lyrics on a thing in front of me, like on a music stand. I print them out big with everybody's parts on them. And Pat goes, get that thing out of here. I'm like, what are you talking about? How am I going to know anything about the song? He's like, put it away. And then without it, I did know all the words. It's a crutch, I guess.
Oh, that's
funny.
I totally
need it though. But he was like, no, that's what babies do. I'm like, I'm a baby. Have you met me?
Babies.
Babies
do. Little baby rockers.
Right.
I don't know which show, but one of the shows I did with my band, I taped the lyric because I didn't even have a stand.
Right.
I just had the lyrics written down and went, I guess I could tape them right here to the
mic stand.
They hung right off the mic stand. I went, ah. And I, of course, caught crap because every person in my own band was like, you wrote that.
Right.
You effing wrote that song.
Doesn't matter, man. I just still need to see the lyrics. You get so excited in the moment, and it's like a good cue for me. I'm like, now I know what's coming up next. But, I mean, Sweet Dreams doesn't have that many. That was the only one I did the lead singing on, so it was, you know.
That song's a hit in all its various versions.
It's such a good song. We didn't go quite as hardcore as, like, Marilyn Manson or anything, but we heavied it up a little bit. You have Mike Borden on drums, and it's going to be loud. That's what happens. Anyway, mm-hmm. It was wicked fun.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end. What did you guys do this weekend?
Well, it was Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really cool. Like, well, first I had a surf on Saturday, which was nice. And then was Saturday the No Kings protest?
Yes.
Saturday was insane in Santa mm-hmm. Cruz. I don't know.
It was insane everywhere.
I know it was well attended nationwide. So great job, everyone. But it was really well attended in Santa Cruz. The roads were nutted up big time.
Yep.
And
every overpass was filled with people. It was actually awesome.
It was
did you see the Ocean Beach thing that they did?
I didn't.
What was that? It was with there were so many people down there. They spelled out No King.
I did see that.
You did.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know where it was, but yes, I saw it.
Really
that.
Cool. Just like laid all the humans in it. I don't even think they had to lay them. I think they looked like they were maybe just standing, but there were just so many people. Like the coordination for something like that is incredible.
It was a big deal. So for us, I was actually headed over to see my mom and kids, and I was like, Sandy, I don't think you should be driving around. Like she doesn't know the area, and
right.
and the roads were filled with
yep.
people. Like, and I don't mean the sidewalks; I mean the roads. So she laid low, and we laid low, and. But I had a date night, and then on Sunday, my youngest walks up and goes, well, we're taking you to Petroglyph.
Oh, what's Petroglyph?
And I went, okay, that sounds like a Father's Day event. Most dads would be in Petroglyph.
Petroglyph, yay!
Petroglyph is where you paint ceramic things.
Oh, fun.
It was very fun.
What did you choose to paint?
I painted a turtle.
Oh, And then they're going to fire it and it'll be glazed?
So I'm sitting here, like, you know, trying to make straight lines and picking out really, like, neat colors. And my kids get these, they blast through their two things and then they go, can we go get another? All right. I mean, I'm nowhere near finished. What am I going to do?
Right. No, sit here and watch me.
So they go and get another thing. They finish those. I'm like, all right. Can you guys just finish mine? Because you seem to be good at this.
Oh no, your turtle's ruined.
No, it's just a joint effort now, and it's got a few different looks, but I didn't want them to get another. It was already $300 by the time we were done.
Oh my God, Vinny.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
It's like there's a fee to go in and sit down and use all their tools. Then there's a fee for
each piece,
and then there's a fee to finish
fire it,
them.
Right.
And then what do you do with them?
Well, you pick them up on Thursday, I guess, and put them different places. I don't know.
We did a butter dish there that we still use. Like Riley painted it, and there's all these little things.
You've
on
been
and
to
stuff.
Petroglyph.
Not to that one, but like a place like that. You choose. It's all different, like kitchen like plates and bowls and mugs and turtles, apparently.
Everything.
Yeah. All the stuff.
Everything.
But they are kind of cool. If you get a good one, you know, that one keeps. I'd be so bummed. It's dated too. I think it's from 06. So it says 2006 on the side of it.
Wow, that's lived a long life.
It has. And it's, I mean, knock wood. I'm going to be so bummed the day that breaks.
Well, it seems to be going fine.
Yeah, maybe it will never break.
Anyway, thanks Petroglyph. That was good fun. And that's what we did with the kids. Or that's what they did for me, I should say. It's really good.
That is very nice.
We enjoyed it. And then Sandy made sauce. Yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Which was
gravy, huh?
Spectacular. Like just as good as I remember it from my childhood.
Did with like meatballs?
Everything.
The whole thing,
what she did every Sunday while I was growing up, she did yesterday. And watching Edie get a little and put it on some bread and be all, and it's so good. I was just like, all right, this is awesome. Very cool.
So Sandy's having fun.
Sandy's digging it, yeah.
Do the kids stay with her at the apartment?
It's been a mix of different things. Like, we're just going with the
flow. But you did get to have a date night.
We did. We went out Friday night and stuff happened. It was all good.
Oh, goodness.
Right. Oh. It's a miracle. I know.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It sure is.
Well, that's fun.
So you got what you wanted for Father's Day.
That's what I wanted. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I mean, all of it?
All of it,
but
the whole
but the
weekend.
Nook was the,
it was
the
like
very,
a Father's Day weekend.
It was, yeah. I mean, but you know, getting 10 minutes with your or 8 minutes with your wife—that's just kind of what you're after.
Yeah,
what I'm after.
What you're, I was going to say. That's a, you know,
I don't know what guy isn't thing. Into that. Why wouldn't a guy want to give me a minute? Anyway, that's what.
Or
I
eight.
Had. Or eight. It wasn't eight. It was more than eight, but.
But not that much more. I'll take what I can get. All right. On that note, here we go. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Al's Morning Show. See you in a sec.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.